Let's take a minute just to discuss what we just learned on a different front. We're here in Mahon Meir learning. Everyone here is trying to do tshuva. Everyone's trying to grow. And every person has weaknesses that a person feels like they'd like to change. One of the keys to growth is being able to say, I'm sorry, I did wrong. Meaning sometimes we find it difficult to say I'm sorry because we don't want others to know that we did A or B or C wrong. It says that Reuven's greatness was when Reuven came and admitted what he did wrong so that his father wouldn't suspect all the other kids. Sometimes you have to say, I'm the one who did something wrong so that other people aren't suspect. And if someone did something wrong to someone else, so then they have a responsibility to go to the person and say, you know, I did this wrong to you. And very often we feel like I should be at a higher place. I shouldn't have done that. Well, part of getting there is it's a process. You don't just turn a switch. Meaning a person sometimes finds himself that in this process, he's disappointed with himself. So I'll give an example that I think is took me a long time to understand this example on myself. And then it shed light on the whole tshuva process to me. When we try to change a habit of speech, so a person might be in the habit of swearing, a person might be in the habit of lying, exaggerating. We can decide, 10 days of tshuva, Yom Kippur, we decide, I'm not going to talk that way anymore. And then we find ourselves a day later saying what we thought we shouldn't have said. So then we say, nah, I shouldn't have done that. Okay, next time I won't do it. And then we do it again. So it doesn't just work, that switch, that decision, I won't do it. The process really works where a person decides I won't do it. And then when they catch themselves doing it, let's take the example of a person that lies. So a person is asked, did you attend the shiur? And the guy goes, yeah, it was great. And then he thinks for a second, says, well, actually, I walked in for a minute or two, and then I ran out. I didn't really attend the shiur. So a person corrects himself. The first few times, a person can correct himself. Later on, a person will catch himself and catch himself midway. As he's saying something, he'll stop and say, well, actually, not exactly. And then later on, they could catch themselves before they actually say what they don't want to say. So changing, doing tshuva, very often begins by being able to correct ourselves. So a person very often would like to be at the place where I'm not doing this anymore. But if I am, then I should at least correct it. If a person knows he's in the habit of using other people's things without permission. So it could be the first step is to stop doing it. But it could be that after a person catches himself doing it, the first step will be to go over to the other person and say, you know, I'm sorry, I used your cell phone. I should have asked you. I know it wasn't right. I used your laptop, whatever it is. I should have asked you. I've been using your shampoo for the last month, and I know I really should have asked you if I'm going to be using your shampoo. So it's embarrassing, right? But if we can face what we're doing wrong and go back and say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't do it, that's step one, and then later on we'll be able to catch ourselves before we do it or as we do it, and then finally we'll get to the point where we change our habit and we won't do it. It doesn't have to disappoint us. Very often a person feels like, how can I get out of this? I already said it. I already did it. No, part of tshuva is also a process. So I'm not yet there. And I know I thought I'd be there and I wanted to be there. Okay. I said in shul that a lot of people have a hard time getting to minyan. So I said, show up to minyan, even if you show up for the last kaddish. Daven in shul, even if you missed minyan. So it could be the first month or two, you'll show up after everyone's leaving or as everyone's leaving and you'll put on your tefillin. After a week or two or three or four, eventually you'll show up for the last kaddish. And then you'll show up for Chazar Sashatz. And you'll work your way up until finally you're going to be showing up early enough to actually catch tefillah b'tzibur. But if you get up and you say, boy, I'm going to show up to shul, everyone's going to be walking out, I'm going to meet them on their way out. And then you don't go, then you didn't make any advancements. You're just not going. I say on Shabbos, you woke up late. So go daven in shul. Even if you're only going to catch musaf, but your Shabbos is different. And it's not only your Shabbos is different, you've taken a step in the right direction. You'll it's not so much fun walking into shul as everyone's walking out. Okay, fine. Next week you'll show up earlier. The week after you show up earlier. Eventually you'll get there. We need to get the process going. And part of the process is also to say, okay, I shouldn't have done A. Let me at least correct what I can of what I've done wrong and move on from there.